We're finishing up the week with a News Buzz edition of River to River, as we like to do on Fridays. I'm Ben Kiefer. Still to come in just a few minutes, I'll talk with Jay Wilson. Jay Wilson, a couple years ago, we talked with him after it was almost done, his 46-day beer fast. Remember this? For Lent, he tried to copy some German monks from centuries ago by drinking only water and beer for 46 days. We'll talk with him in just a moment about his new guide to Iowa breweries called Iowa Pint. But first, it's been pretty decent weather this week, hasn't it? First week of June, after a cool start to the spring, aside, of course, from the storms we had midweek. Pretty decent outside. That is, if it weren't for those pesky gnats. However, our gnat problem has meant big business for one Iowa company. Joining us now, Frida Seiko. She's owner of Simply Soothing. It's a mom-and-pop business located in Columbus Junction, and she is the developer of Bug Soother. Frida Seiko, welcome to our program.
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you? Are you actually in the facility where you make your Bug Soother?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
just about 24 hours a day.
Just, okay. What would I see if I could look around there with you? Big pots on stoves, or what? Give me an idea.
Well, I'm in an office back tucked in a corner that we actually kind of built a couple of little offices in a corner. But if we were out in the production area, you'd see a lot of people looking like little ants, busy filling it and packing it and mixing it.
Well, there are many grateful listeners to your voice right now, Iowans who have been able to enjoy the outdoors more or less gnat-free because of your product, Bug Soother. Tell us the story. What's the story behind developing Bug Soother?
Well, the story I usually tell, and it's during the flooding of 2008, I had a little five-month-old grandson that I wanted to put something deep free on him, so I kind of threw some stuff together, and there was some men out on the Cedar River, because I had a sister who got flooded out, and they were measuring the floodwaters, and I had given her a bottle to try, and she went up and sprayed them, and the gnats instantly went away. I didn't even know it worked.
It was lucky. You threw some things together. Do you have any sort of knowledge, science about what these little guys like and obviously
no.
don't like?
No. Well, I just went on the internet, and there's a lot of natural herbs and plants and stuff that repel insects. I just picked a couple because I kind of looked at it and said, okay, let's try these. And since then, I reformulated and did some other things too, but that's kind of the start. And I just threw it in some body spray that I had, and that's kind of how it started. That guy, they went back to their boss. He at the motel, he came in bright early the next morning, bought up everything I had. And
really?
That's kind of what set the pace for it. So.
That was back in 2008. So,
2008. They were in a clear bottle, because I have that question a lot. Is this the same stuff? Well, it's not exactly the same stuff. It's got kind of the same scent, but
I know
we had to reformulate EPA qualifications.
I know it's a secret recipe, but what are the main ingredients? Can you divulge that?
Lemongrass, lemon, castor oil, soy lecithin, vitamin E, and lemon. Vanilla.
Do you know any of the science as to why the gnats don't like this, why they flee?
I have no idea. I think I it's kind of interesting, because I was in Panama. We actually got to go on a trade mission with the Iowa Economic Group, and we met with a young gentleman that was tied into the hospitals and research and a lot of things, and he started firing off that lemongrass did this because of compounds and the lemon, and I just started laughing, and he said, what? And I said, I have no idea why it works. I just threw it together. I said it worked. So,
well, it certainly does. How's demand these days in 2014 with our considerable gnat problem this spring?
It's insane. I mean, it exploded. Last year exploded. We the year of 2000, we had a drought the year of 2012. And people bought it, but they didn't rebuy it because there wasn't any bugs. So we were sitting with quite a bit of inventory last year. And then the bugs hit and wiped us out, and then we had to play catch-up. Well, we started in immediately after the season preparing for this year. And it's about the same story. I mean, we've got lots of bottles. We've got a lot of we can make it fast, but the pace we're going, you know, we reordered bottles. We have like 500,000 in the pipeline coming here.
Wow.
Yeah, we exploded. So yeah. we have a little thing going on that I've got a nephew working for us, and he told my husband, he said, if we sell 500,000 bottles this year, will you get a tattoo? And my husband laughed, because not thinking we would. So he said, yeah, I'll do that. And my nephew said, well, if you sell 1,000,000 bottles, I'll get a tattoo. So
a tattoo,
I went into him the other day, and I said, hey, where are you going to put that tattoo? Because it looks like we're going to sell 1,000,000 bottles.
Not a tattoo of a gnat, I wouldn't think.
I think the logo. But, yeah, we said a dad. I'm not sure what they're cooking up. Somebody brought in a business card with a tattoo per specialist on it. So,
Columbus Junction's not that big a community. Maybe about 2,000?
About
2,000. How has this affected the community?
One thing I try to talk about now because, so the product got made, but I said the support of it, the community itself is just, very humbling. I mean, we've got good friends and, but families, and our entire family's working here now. Actually, I've got a niece driving up from Missouri to help us for a while. Going to be here Saturday, but just the community itself, just, there's a huge long story with that, and I won't go into all of it because I bore you.
So how many people are you employing there with this, making this product right now? And I see on your website, this is the only product that is being made by Simply Soothing. This,
right now, because
right
we
now.
Shut everything else down. We've got a lot of other products, but we don't have time to make them right now. So we just...
How many people are working to make Bug Soother?
Probably around 20, 25 right now. And that was last year before the last season hit. There was about 3 of us. And so that's accelerated. Mm-hmm. And then we could probably use more. We got people coming in every day. But we just, what I'm trying to do is go year-round with it. So we've got a lot of things that I'm working on to make it a year-round production and give steady jobs. Because right now it's seasonal.
Yeah. So when we hear from you that the gnats keep you awake, you mean it in a completely different way than most of us.
Well, my husband always has a song he sings. Rain makes bugs, bugs make money, but money makes mama honey happy. So when it rains, he goes around singing that. He kind of quit.
Do you know how much longer you expect the gnat season to last? I thought they were waning a little bit this week.
I think they're worse this year than they've ever been, and the season was late. We saw that last year, too, but they traveled kind of up the Mississippi. So when we see it hit like south of us, and then it comes up this way, and then we'll just see the orders travel up the Mississippi. So it'll continue up north for quite a while, but it'll probably be here. It's hard to guess. Last year it lasted till August. I mean, that it was a very long season for them.
Okay, Frida Seiko, owner of Simply Soothing. A business, booming business in Columbus Junction at the moment. Developer of Bug Soother. Thanks for talking with us, Frida, and good luck. And I hope you get a little bit of sleep.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ben.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.